Hello, and welcome to episode 82 of Black Girl Squee, the podcast where we celebrate Black femme genius with a squee! I am Dee Dee. I go by Dust Daughter on social media.
And I'm Enda. I go by Ender's Corner on the Twitters.
You can find us both at Black Girl Squee on Twitter and via email at blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. Our podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review. We're on Google Play Podcasts and your favorite podcatcher by using our RSS feed. And of course, all of our episodes are up at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.com. Just a few notes of housekeeping. We have a spoiler policy in that we spoil shit, and we're not sorry about it. We squee really loud. That's the name. We cuss a lot because we're grown. Talk about dick.
Yes.
And it's Enda's favorite segment. So, we're not sorry. So with that, if you can get on board with all of that, you can get on board with Black Girl Squee. And with that, we will start with our squee-worthy news. Enda, want to kick us off?
Our first in squee-worthy news, one of our favorites here, Danai Gurira, she inks an overall deal with ABC Studios. Per Variety, it's a 2-year deal for her to develop, produce, and write projects across ABC's platforms. She says of it, "I am thrilled to work with Johnny, the president of ABC Studios, and his stellar team at ABC Studios. Their commitment to the feminine perspective aligns with my goals as a storyteller. I am excited to amplify unheard voices and bring to light narratives that will tackle universal themes while they simultaneously break barriers and bring new faces, voices, and influences to the screen." She is also currently the showrunner and executive producer for Americana, which is the miniseries that's set to air on HBO Max, the story based on Chimamanda Adichie's novel of the same name. And she is also working on her newest play, which is called Familiar. So Danai, stay booked and busy. So I'm like, get them checks, girl. Okay, so to Danai Gurira, we give a big squee!
I just want to give a big squee to some Valentine's romances that I picked up recently. And they're romances written by and for Black women. I read the second part of Savannah J. Frierson's 4 for Love series. I don't know how many novellas will be in the series. I'm guessing there might be 4. Maybe there's only 3, but this one is called Oh, All Mine. It's kind of the sequel to last year's Be Mine. And it's following the story of Ingrid, who is the heroine, and her 3 boyfriends. So, very interesting stuff there if you're into the foursomes. if you're into your regular just two-person couples, there's Just One More by Jody Slaughter. It's a sweet, fluffy novella about two people falling for each other over a long Valentine's Day weekend. It's fluffy, but there's face-sitting, so, you know, your mileage may vary as far as fluffiness is involved. It's really sweet and fluffy, but, you know, there's, okay. They get it in. They get it in a lot.
Okay. All right.
So, thumbs up for that. Then there is The Worst Best Man by Mia Sosa. And that features an Afro-Brazilian heroine in a romantic comedy set in current-day Washington, D.C. So, a lot of things that were very interesting for me. So, these are three romances that I can definitely recommend. I just finished reading them. So, to Savannah J. Frierson and Jody Slaughter and Mia Sosa, I want to give a big squeeze!
Also, just wanted to quickly mention that by the time this airs, Rebecca Weatherspoon's A Cowboy to Remember should also be dropping. If you're really into that, you know, romance and that erotica, and she never disappoints, so just wanted to add that. Okay, so moving on. We've talked about her before. It's kind of thrilling to actually know her in person, but Chicago Magazine in an interview with Mikki Kendall on the dangers of feminism. And in an interview with Chicago Magazine, she says that feminism has benefited a select few women. She also comments on the current mayor of Chicago and her reputation as an angry person. Okay. She says, you have some protections from sexual harassment, but you're still struggling and your rights are always under attack. White women aren't necessarily competing for equality with all. They're competing for equality with white men. And there's a fun trapdoor hidden in white supremacy. However much you support it, it's going to turn on women. Misogyny is built right in. So, Hood Feminism drops also on the 25th. I cannot wait because I have been anticipating this one for a couple of years now. And yeah, it's because kind of like part memoir, part black feminist theory, womanist stuff in it. And so I cannot wait for that. And but I also wanted to say, cause she just announced probably a couple of hours ago on Twitter that she's part of the writing team for the new Cereal Box Publications exclusive Black Widow Bad Blood series. So it's like her and like four other writers working on that comic series. And so I just wanted to mention that and say congratulations to her, because, you know, she's having a good, you know, couple of years. And like I said, the build-up has been amazing to watch. So to Mikki Kendall, to Hood Feminism, we give a big
And our last piece of news is a profile of Kerry Washington from Variety. It's titled, With Little Fires Everywhere, Kerry Washington is Ready to be Heard. And it talks about after Scandal, she wants to challenge audiences and not just entertain them with future projects. There's a quote from Kerry, quote, I had such a beautiful collaborative relationship on Scandal with Shonda, and I think that made me feel like going forward in my career, I only wanted to work on projects where I felt I could be heard, end quote. Washington is currently working on a documentary about the ACLU called The Fight, working on more live remakes of Norman Lear sitcoms like Good Times, and also working on the Hulu limited series Little Fires Everywhere, where she is both a co-star and an executive producer on the series. Washington says she approaches all her projects with the belief that everyone deserves to be the center of their own story. She herself grew up the daughter of immigrants from the Caribbean and lived in the Bronx. She named her production company Simpson Street after the road she grew up on in New York. And the project Little Fires Everywhere is based on Celeste Ng's novel of the same name. The series follows two women, played by Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon, in a progressive Ohio suburb during the 1990s. Of course, some of y'all may have seen Kerry in the Broadway play, I think it was called American Son. It was later turned into a movie for Netflix. So she's been busy after Scandal. I think she also had another baby, so she has two babies at least. So
She the one that said she has these kids. We have no idea what they look like, what their names are, because she knows how to keep them in.
She keeps her personal stuff personal, so good for her. And you know, she broke down a lot of barriers as far as black women on TV, so are having their own shows. So to Kerry Washington, we give a big
squeeze.
Now let's take a trip to Enda's Corner. Enda, what you got here?
Just a couple of things here. Big Frida dropped a single with Kesha. It's called Chasing Rainbows. And, well, Big Frida just never disappoints. So go ahead, give that a listen if you haven't already. Kamaya also dropped a new single called Pressure. And it's off of her new album called Got It Made, which I have to check out because she's usually one. She's been very consistent on singles. I usually like her work, so I need to make sure I give that album a listen because she's been also kind of building up for the past few years, too. Chica, I always forget, is it Chica or Chica? Anyway, she's got a new project out called Industry Games if you want to check that out. Also, Nova Twins have released their new single, Taxi, and I think their album is supposed to be out at the end of this month or next month, I forget, but that project is coming up soon. And also, just announced a couple hours ago, Yola is going to be playing Sister Rosetta Tharpe in Baz Luhrmann's biopic of Elvis Presley. And I know pretty much none of us are here for Elvis Presley, but I'm still happy for Yola for getting this opportunity because she is bomb, and so I need her to get far more shine than she does right now. So just wanted to say congratulations to her. And I think that's it for Enda's Corner this week. Yeah, because I think that's all that's happening right now. All that I can remember, anyway.
You can hear some of these artists on Enda's radio show called the Black Swan Collective
on Mixcloud.
Mixcloud.com/EndaLauren. So,
yes,
that's Mixcloud.com/EndaLauren, IndaLauryn. Thank you. So now we get to Enda's favorite segment. Sure you do.
Oh, my favorite segment.
So now.
Okay.
Yeah. Enda's favorite segment. You can hear her rubbing her hands together like Birdman every time this comes along.
Can't stand you sometimes.
It's called This Week in That Print. And we've got a nice little mix. We've got a filmmaker and an athlete. We're welcoming into the Pantheon this week.
Yes.
So I figure you might want to wax poetic about one of your favorite filmmakers. So go ahead, Ms. Lauren.
Okay, I might have mentioned in one of my chats that I have gone from I want to hang out with this man to he is a full-on crush now. And I'm pretty sure unless you have been under a rock in a cave somewhere, you know who Bong Joon-ho is. Bong Joon-ho. And of course, he is the South Korean filmmaker. And he recently just came, took over the Oscars. Thank goodness he won. Oh, shit. Why did this come up? Okay, hold up just a second. This thing is doing something weird. Okay, there we go. He just recently won Best Screenplay, Best Director, Best Picture, and there was something else he won. Because he got four.
International Picture.
Yeah. International Picture. Yeah, foreign language picture. And four Oscars is the most that one person has won in a single year. And so he's tied with Walt Disney for that. And if you knew who he was before, then you probably know him because of Snowpiercer, which it was so interesting because I saw Snowpiercer a few years ago. And then I actually finally did get to go and see Parasite because they put it back in the theaters after he came and swept the Oscars. And he just does this really, really interesting thing. Like, his films start off, there's just some really interesting humor in it, but then it'll get to a certain point and you're just sitting there like, whoa, shit, that just went left. You know? And I mean, wow. I mean, I don't know how he does this, but that's the thing about both Snowpiercer and Parasite. They're both about capitalism, and he explores capitalism in really interesting ways here. And yeah, he's done that film. He's also, his fans know a lot of his other films. Is the one that gets talked about a lot is Mother. There's also Memories of a Murder. And there's also Okja, which I think is the one with Steven Yeun in it. Yep. So, yeah. So, he is just probably, listen, if he was white, he would be getting far more accolades than he does, and it wouldn't have taken him this long to get this type of recognition. But anyway, he's 50 years old, from Daegu, South Korea. And yeah, I hope I said that right. Yeah, he's like the youngest of four kids. And, oh, his father was a graphic industrial designer, and his mother was she was a full-time housewife. So yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, he that's somebody else I'm thinking of. But yeah, he began his career. His first feature was in 2000. It was a feature called Barking Dogs Never Bite. And his second film was Memories of a Murder, which I think is the one that a lot of people really love. And I did not know he directed The Host, because I'm scared to watch that. I'm not kidding. It's one of those films I'm afraid to watch because I know there's some horror in it, and I don't know if I can handle the horror. But yeah. So yeah. It's like I'm just really, really happy for him. I'm so glad I managed to go and see this film in theaters, because it really is mind-blowing. It's just one of the most original things, and it's just so beautifully done. Like, he put so much into, you know, those 2 hours and so. And I mean, he's fucking brilliant. He's fucking brilliant. I just gotta say it. And, you know, Bong, you want to hang out, I volunteer in tribute. You're one of my favorite people in the world. And also with the awards.
So is hangout code for something else?
Not in this case, but I mean, if you want to hang out and hangout plus.
Lord. Okay.
Oh, but Lord. No, let me tell you, because I already just...
This is why we got an explicit rating.
No, this is why I wanted to hang out with him, because his entire attitude during award season, he was fucking telling this industry off. Like, if y'all would just get past this little barrier called 1-inch, you know, subtitles, you'd have a much better movie experience.
Right.
And like, when he's on stage, with somebody, he's on stage, I think he's getting like the screenplay because he wrote it with somebody, and he's looking at the Oscar and he starts laughing. And then right on the stage. And he said, I'm going to go drinking now. I'm like, you know what? We going to the after party with him.
Right.
We going to the after party with him because he knows how to live. But yeah, I love this man now. Yes.
And don't forget all about the after party the next day.
Yes.
Drink too much.
Yeah. But I'm sure we can live through the selfies that everybody forgot they took. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Bong Joon-ho. Bless you. I love you, man.
Enda is a mess. Or hit her up at IMDASCOR.
He's the cat daddy.
She's looking for a good time. She's looking for a good time. So, all right. So we'll move on before we get sued.
Yes. Restraining orders.
So I'm going to honor. I'm going to honor the latest winner of the Super Bowl into the pantheon, and that is Patrick Mahomes. That's how y'all know him. I choose to use his full name, which is Patrick LaVon Mahomes the second. Sound blacker to me.
Yes.
But you hear Patrick LaVon, you see somebody in a do-rag with a Newport,
yep.
Right? Or is it just me? It's just me. Okay.
Nah.
But
it's a black ass.
Anyway, Patrick LaVon Mahomes. That's a black ass name, ain't it?
Yeah.
Cause he named after his black ass daddy.
Yep.
So anyway, Patrick LaVon Mahomes was born in Tyler, Texas in 1995, so he's a baby. He was drafted for both baseball and football, but chose to go to the NFL as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. That was 3 years ago. He didn't play for a year because I think Alex Smith was still the quarterback there.
Yeah.
So watched him, and then in 2018 he started as QB and won MVP. Yeah. this past year he was hurt for a few weeks, with a knee injury. Or else he might have won an MVP again, but you know, he kind of fell under the radar because of the injury, and everybody was gearing up to see the Ravens in the Super Bowl, but everybody forgot about Kansas City, and then they come up and rip off really three very convincing wins, comeback wins, because they seem to like to spot the opposing team a few touchdowns until they get warmed up, and then they just, you know, score. They did that to Houston in the first round, and then Tennessee in the second round, and then finally in the Super Bowl they did it to San Francisco. So, which makes me wonder if the 49ers ever watched tape, because they kind of should have saw this happening. But anyway, Kansas City went on to win the Super Bowl, and Patrick LaVon won MVP for the Super Bowl, even though he played pretty poorly for three quarters.
Aww.
And really only got it going in the fourth to win. But that's okay.
I guess he won the Super Bowl.
He is now... Huh? It erases all, winning erases all sins.
Yes.
So he is the third black quarterback to win the Super Bowl after Doug Williams and Russell Wilson.
Yay!
And he's one of the youngest quarterbacks to win it at only 24 years old.
Dang.
20. So he's about to get paid.
Yes. Yep.
He's about to get paid. You know, people saying he might get as much as like 35 to 40 million a year guaranteed. Ooh. Like the contracts that he's going to get are going to be ridiculous, but they're going to be earned. Cause look at what he's done already. 2-3 years into his career. And the thing is, he's very young. Yes. And he keeps getting better.
That's, yeah.
Each year.
Yeah.
Which is scary. Because he's really, really good right now. Uh-huh. He's like really good right now. He's like one of the best players in the league right now. 2 or 3 years into his career at 24. So the next 10 years, the league is going to be dominated by, you know, if he stays healthy, the league will be dominated yeah. by Patrick LeVon Mahomes.
Yeah, let's put a prayer circle around
the second. Right. Let him stay healthy.
Yes.
So, you know, yeah, you try. You kept Cap out, but you know,
yep.
Somebody else stuck back in.
Yep.
So we gonna keep talking about black quarterbacks, and y'all, you know, y'all can keep talking about Brady and Rodgers if you want to, but. This young guy is getting places that they're not able to get to right now. So, because he's young.
Yep.
And he's really, really good and just getting better. So,
yep.
I'm excited for the future, for, you know, all these people that can get off of Brady's nutsack and, you know, get with the winning team. So.
I can't stand him.
So, shout out to you, Patrick LeVon.
Yes.
What? Whatever. I'm so tired. I'm
yeah,
so tired.
I can't stand it.
I'm so tired of this.
I cannot.
These bland-ass white quarterbacks. I'm sorry.
I know. Like, ugh.
Huh?
I know. I'll be so glad when he's gone. Wait, isn't he gone now? Because, like, wasn't this supposed to be? I don't know.
No.
I was hoping.
No.
Damn. Damn.
Nope, he just got knocked out of the playoffs in the first round.
Okay,
so
good.
For 1 year, we finally got a Super Bowl without the Patriots. So
without that cheating ass dude,
and it was much better than last year.
Yep,
cheating. Anyway, so
yeah.
And that's another thing. But anyway,
yeah, I know.
Let's not even get started.
I know.
Let's not even get started. That's a whole other tangent. So shout out to Patrick LeVon, Mahomes II. Get your money, black
yes.
man.
Yes.
And don't let them get every bit of your money too.
Yes.
Don't let them lowball you either.
Yep.
So. They gonna try to lowball you because you're just 24, but get all your money, get the key to the stadium where you play at. I don't care. Get it all, everything that's owed to you. So that is our show.
Actually, we do have
again. You can find us on Twitter, Tumblr. Go ahead.
I said we do have a womanist vocab.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have womanist vocab.
Okay. All right.
And today's womanist vocab word is groupthink. Groupthink occurs when people desire consensus with a group so much that they will set aside their personal beliefs and or adopt the group's opinion. It also means that the group makes faulty decisions when group pressures lead to a deterioration of mental efficiency, reality testing, and moral judgment. When it occurs, the group ignores rational alternatives and takes irrational actions that harm and dehumanize other groups. Social psychologist Irving Janis coined the term in 1972. Groupthink. Brought to you by this ongoing election cycle. I cannot wait for this to be over.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. See, that could be a whole catch the fade episode.
So I'm just ready for it to be over, and I'm sick of people already. I've been sick of them, but, you know, it's just, the primaries have started, and I'm ready to fight people. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, if you want a really good summation of the Iowa caucus, Three Fifths podcast had a great summation of that. They also talked about when Kamala dropped out of the race as well.
Yeah.
So, check up on them. They are always a great listen. And thank you for that womanist vocab word, Inda.
Yes.
Nope. So now, that is our show. You can find Black Girl Squee on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. You can find Inda at Inda's Corner, and I'm at Dust Daughter. You can find our podcast feed at Black Girl Squee, and our email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. And you can also add us to your favorite podcatcher by getting our RSS feed. And that would be up at our website where all of our episodes are. And that's at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.com. So until next time.
Bye.
Bye.